Let's see if this works. Excuse me. Everybody come back. Everybody come back over here. Yeah. There we go. What up, everybody? Come back. Yeah. Let me get Scoop up in here. Scoop, send me a request. Send me another request. Everybody come back. There you go. Everybody come back and share the page. Share the page. Share the blood clot page. Scoop. Boucher, what up, boy? Where's Scoop at? Let me see if I can. Yeah. There we go. Alright. Scoop, where you at? He came in. Come on. I gotta start my interviews a little earlier just for this. Just because of this nonsense here. Scoop, send me another request. Shout out to everybody on that check-in, man. Everybody come back. There you go. What up, Vinny? Everybody. Scoop, send me another request, Scoop. Once again, man, Mano's gonna be in the building Thursday, 10 o'clock with me, all right, man? You know what it is. 305 King was popping. Come on. Oof. That mix was crazy, though. Scoop, where you at? Send me another request. Everybody jump back in. Send me another request. Shout out to Cutter Man in the building. What up, Cut? Yeah. Yeah, we back. Everybody come through. Fat Man Scoop. IG's tripping today, huh? IG is so tripping. They don't want this to happen. Cause they know we gonna talk. Scoop, where you at? Send me another request. Give it another try. Kiko, what's up, baby? Yeah, everybody tag Fat Man Scoop. Hold on one second. My dog just called me. We're gonna try it again. My bad. Word up, man. Once again, Mano will be in the building Thursday, 10 o'clock. Yeah, man. 10 o'clock. Yeah. La Bella in the building. I wonder if Scoop's having a problem on his end, because it looks like I'm pretty live over here. Let's give it a try. Here he goes. Definitely tripping. Jesus Christ, what's going on, IG? Yeah, I see you, Scoop. We're waiting on you. But it's not connecting. I switched phones and everything. Yeah. IG's been shitty all day, huh? Yeah, man. I wonder if we're going to have to reschedule this for tomorrow. Damn, man. This sucks. This fucking sucks, yo. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so sorry. You know I never disappoint y'all. You know I never disappoint y'all. You know what I mean? You know what makes my show? It's just little things like this, though. I can't front. Oh, man, they got another request. They got another request. Hit his comment to add him. I did. We've been doing that all this time, and it's not connecting me and him at all. Now, that's not Scoop's fault. It's not my fault, man. IG's been fucking up all day. I didn't think it was going to fuck with me. Select my comment and click it. Yeah, I did. That's what I do all the time. Okay, I'm going to do it again. Add. Come on. Lord Jesus Christ, bring my boy Fat Man Scoop on, please. Lord Jesus Christ. Give us a sign if we should be scheduled tomorrow because IG is messing up. IG. Wow, don't you, man? I tapped your comment and I asked to request you to go on live with me and it's stuck. Give this a try. Click on the comment. Request for live. This is horrible. It's not working, Scoop. You said I gotta update. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Yeah, let me see if that works. Give me a second. I'm gonna see if my Blaze pick up. Let me see if it works. Nah, this works. It gotta be on Scoop's side.
Champion.
Yeah.
It gotta be on Scoop's side.
Yeah. It gotta be.
It gotta be on Scoop's side.
$5,000.
Get out your bed, Scoop. Go somewhere where you got some better internet. Let's do tomorrow, man, because Friday I'm going to be in Orlando with Rod Wave, Bobby Boucher, Trap Beckham, Ceddie Hendrix. Yeah, man. You know what? Yeah, if my partner answered the phone, this got to be on your side, Scoop. Let me try this one more time. I'm requesting, Scoop. Your button don't work? Yeah, it got to be on your side. All right, Scoop and everybody. We're going to save this for tomorrow. We truly apologize. We don't know what it is. I'm going to give it a test run with my dog tomorrow to make sure we write. All right? Don't laugh at me. I don't know what's going on. It says waiting for Fat Man Scoop. So I don't know if you're not clicking on something. It got to be on your end. It got to be on your end. I checked everything on my part. Rob Ryan, what's up, man? Yep, it's not letting me. It's not letting us click onto you. It's not letting us click onto you. Let me try one more. All right. You want to try right now? Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Watch. Look at this. Look. What happened? What did you do?
I changed phones to my iPhone, bro.
We're going to get you a new phone for your birthday, all
right? No. I use my iPad, bro. I use my iPad. When I'm doing my thing, I use my iPad. Hold on one second. Hold on.
But Scoop.
We here now.
Yeah, but guess what? I got to go DJ a party in 20 minutes.
Well, we got to do what we got to do in 20 minutes, man.
Man, I got a lot of things to ask you.
All right, so tomorrow, let me go to sleep, man. If not, we'll just set it up for next week. Don't worry about it. We'll get it done.
No, we got to do this tomorrow. We got to do this tomorrow.
All right, we're going to try. We're going to try because I'm supposed to be out tomorrow.
Okay, you know what? Let's talk. Let's talk right quick.
No. Let's do it the right way the first time. Because here's the thing. Every night at 6, I do my Instagram Live.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people in here from my Instagram Live. We go through this Instagram shit all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it just is what it is, man. Sometimes it's like that. You got to take the good with the bad. So we just wait and see. But I mean, the bottom line is that you know you my man. Like, I'm here. So we just set up for another time. Yo, do you have an iPhone?
I got two iPhones. Yeah.
All right. So sometimes you should be acting up on iPhones. You got to upgrade your shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Upgrade your shit. Now go on down to Apple and get yourself an upgrade. like I got a bunch of people from my Instagram on here. Like the people that I call the first 100. But then there's 2,300 fucking people in here. So that means there are more than my people in here. There's a lot of motherfuckers in here. This
and
is
they
want to
talk to you. They
want to
hear you, man.
So we'll get to it tomorrow. We'll get to it tomorrow, or we'll get to it sometime next week. We'll figure it out. You got a DJ tomorrow?
Yeah, I got to. No, I don't. You got to go do something tomorrow.
I got to do something tomorrow, and I got to do something on Thursday. You going out with Rod Wave? What's happening with Rod Wave?
We're going to be in Orlando doing a show. Rod Wave, Bobby Boucher, Trap Beckham. We're going to be in Orlando. And Thursday, I'm going to be with Maino on the show.
You know so crazy? Republican states are doing clubs. In the Northeast, they're not doing a lot of clubs like that.
Yeah.
It's like very small numbers.
Yeah. Well, how is it over there with you, man?
Same. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I'm just working every night, 6 to 8 p.m., I do my Instagram Live. It's a mix of interviews, motherfuckers laughing, doing some crazy shit. You know, you get a chance, just go on there. Wherever you see whoever the thing is for interview, you can see my whole show and see what we do. I go live with a lot of people. For me, it's about the people, man. So all I'm doing is recreating what I used to do at night on High 97. For 15 years, and God willing, in 2 or 3 months, I'll have everything together where I have like a morning show format to it, and I'm going to try to go get some stations.
You know what? We're just going to finish this till 11 o'clock, and then we'll have a part two in a couple of weeks. We'll do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you, bro. I mean, the people know I'm here. So the people know that you're my people, so we could reschedule this, whatever, but go on, ask what you want. We got 15 minutes, bro. Let's get it.
I'm not even going to ask. I want to talk. Fellas, ladies, I'm going to ask Scoop some things that made me laugh back in the days, and I want him to share the story with you, all right?
Good.
First of all, Scoop, do you still go to McDonald's and you order a cheeseburger with no meat?
I mean, well, back then, man, we were in Germany, so a cheeseburger with no meat is Big Mac ohne Fleisch mit großes Pommes in und a großes Fanta. So that's a cheeseburger. That's a Big Mac or zwei cheeseburger ohne Fleisch. Ohne Fleisch means without meat. And then I say zwei großes Pommes. Pommes is French fries, and und is and. And Fanta, which is a Fanta, or und Wasser mit Gas. Water is, you know, our club shoulder is Russell McGass. So hell yeah, man. Like, cause listen, I had to, you know, I was living out in Germany so much. I had to learn the general shit. I had to learn how to eat. Like, you know, I couldn't just keep going to McDonald's, taking the fucking meat off. Like, come on, give me a fucking break over here. I'm trying to learn fucking how to do what I got to do. So I was always on. But remember, Epps, we were in Germany when motherfuckers didn't even have smartphones, nothing. You had to buy a calling card and call home. And that like, it would be $10 for like 30 seconds.
We were buying separate SIM cards.
Yo, we were buying SIM cards to put in the phone, all kinds of wild shit out there. You know, back then Germany wasn't what it is now. Like, Germany, you got beautiful women, shit like that. It wasn't like that back then. It was just like on some real, you know, women were looking like fucking like Olympic weightlifters and shit. But Germany done hit a curve, man. Germany is fly as fuck now.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I was in McDonald's with him, and, you know, we was like, we didn't really want to eat McDonald's, but we had no choice because I think it was real late or something like that. And I ordered my food, and then he comes up and he orders, I would like a cheeseburger with no meat. And I looked at him like, what?
Like, yeah, because I don't eat meat, bro. I ain't eat meat for 30 years. Every once in a while, I have a pizza with pepperoni, but as a rule, I don't eat meat, bro. I haven't eaten meat in 30 years.
That's good. That's good.
Maybe a little bit more.
That's good. That's good. Let everybody know your involvement with with MP3 Wax.
Well, you know, of course I rock with you, Chris, all the MP3 generals and such, and you know, I'm starting to do like, I'll put it to you like this. Chris, who is the head of MP3 Wax, is helping me with a lot of things that I'm doing on the promotion side. So I agreed to come in, rock with y'all, and, you know, join the movement and do what I got to do on that note. And you one of them, and I know you've been MP3 Wax for how long, man? You God knows how long. You've been rocking with them forever, and you know I congratulate them on what they're doing with Bobby Boucher and the Drummer Boy record, and you know they moving some shit out here. They getting it done. So you know I rock with anybody who's getting it done, and I like the way that Chris does business. So it just made sense for me to rock with him, and he put I rock with anybody who put me on to how to move if I don't know how to move. Mm-hmm. If I'm moving and I'm not moving the right way, and somebody will pull me, yo, bro, move this way, because you're moving the wrong way. And, you know, he put me up on a lot of shit, and, you know, I saw that we could do business and do some good things together. I was like, fuck that, let's do it.
Yeah, definitely. And we've been breaking an artist, like you said, Bobby Boucher. What do you think about Bobby Boucher?
I love him. I told you I like that Rain record. And the thing that I like about Bobby Boucher more than anything, forget his music, forget all that shit, because anybody can, you know, today, you don't even, music ain't even what it was before. I like the way he works. You know, when you legitimately get down there in the trenches, that shit means a lot, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's a lot of artists that they want the results, but they don't want the fucking process. Like, bro, how you gonna get to fucking how you gonna get to the Rolls Royce without no work? That shit doesn't happen. That's late nights by yourself doing shit. No hanging out, no fun. But you gotta figure out what struggle you want.
You can
pick a struggle, man. You have to figure out what struggle you want. You're gonna have the struggle of, I can't pay my Verizon bill, or you can have the struggle of, I'm not going to see my friends, I'm not going to see my family, you know, I'm not going to have a girlfriend, I'm not going to do all the shit that everybody does. And what people don't understand is this, you know, like right now you got 2,324 people on here. It's a lot of fucking people. Yeah. But you know, sometimes you got to work in the darkness of 100 people, 200 people, 300 people. Even, you know, even that's big numbers. And then something will happen and you'll get to the promised land, but you got to put some work in for that. I mean, you done put work in at fucking God knows how many radio stations in Florida. You know, mm-hmm. you got that moving to where when you come on, people know enough about the Epps brand, the 2,300 people show up. But that took time to do that shit. That shit didn't happen yesterday.
Not at all. Everybody, and I ask all artists, everybody that comes on my show, I ask them this question, man. Let them know the importance of a DJ in your life.
Come on,
whether
man.
You're an artist or just a regular
DJ. The DJ is the person who played the music. You know, like the DJ was the start of hip hop. It wasn't even motherfuckers rapping in the beginning. It was, right? You know, that's what hip hop was. It was motherfuckers DJing. And then somebody got brave and got on the mic and said, I said, yes, come on. You know, we got to do this now, come on. But it wasn't that in the beginning. It was just a motherfucker DJing. Like I said, somebody came. Somebody with a fucking pair of slacks on had the smart idea to go, I want to. And you know, that shit grew from there, man.
And I caught a throwback video of you in high school, I think on top of a school table.
Yo, listen, that was my training, bro. Like, I'm not new to this. The way that I even, listen, I was a rapper before. I was the Fat Man Scoop rapping. Now, I was rapping. I was doing raps like Rakim, but I was fucking dancing.
So
what I was rapping about and what I was doing wasn't matching. Because I was like a hilarious dude and fucking talking a bunch of shit, but I'm seeing hard raps. And one day I realized that didn't work for me, and then I tried to do something that was more like De La Soul, more experimental, and I had a group, and two or three of those guys were the original X-Men DJ crew. So that was Rock Raider, Sean C, Steve D, DMD, dudes like that, the original core of the X-Men. And I did my shit, but then it didn't work. So then I went and got in the music business. As an intern. And then I worked my way up from intern to Tommy Boy to Hot 97. And when my brother wanted to go to college, that's when the whole Fat Man Scoop came back, because I heard DJ Kool do Is New York in the House. And I was trained by Dougie Fresh. I came through that Dougie Fresh system with Rob Bass. Rob Bass, Bismarck, he was out there. But me, more than anything, me and Rob Bass came through that system together, a Dougie Fresh system. I don't know where those tapes are, but there's tapes of me and Rob Bass practicing and shit like that. But we came through that system, and that's why we both have that Dougie Fresh shit to us. If you go look at both of our shows, how we do shit, you'll see it. It's right there for you to see. And Chill Will was my mentor. Then I got into the Fat Man Scoop shit. And that's where I've been ever since. But you know, it all comes from rapping.
Tell everybody your experience in Africa with Akon.
Oh, man, that shit was crazy. There was a fucking promoter. I'm not going to name his name, but he was powerful.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was with my booking agent, Heavy Rotation. Shout to Sia, shout to Bruce. Bruce was out there with me, Sia's brother. And fucking, this dude was really, really powerful. Like, he was so powerful, you didn't have to go through customs. He just took your passport and you went through. Yeah. And he took our passport. And I wasn't comfortable with that shit from the start. And, you know, so the first day I went there, you know, I was only supposed to do one night, one show. So he was like, yo, man. The show was at 7:30. I was like, all right, well, fucking, all right. You know, I came downstairs at like 6:05 to do the sound check and shit. And dude looked at me and said, oh, we'll do the shit tomorrow. I said, wait, hold on, my nigga. We're going to do the shit tomorrow? The fuck are you talking about? I'm supposed to leave tomorrow. So he's like, well, I don't worry about it. We'll do it tomorrow. But I had two extra days off. I had like 2 or 3 days before the next gig. So I didn't feel right about that. I went up to my room, whatever. The next morning, I came back down. It was me and Bruce. And we were talking, and Bruce was talking shit. He was like, yo, these motherfuckers, man, give us our fucking passports. I'm going to fuck somebody up. And a dude, like, just imagine me and you talking shit. Like, we talking shit here. And there's a dude sitting, like, right where Rick Ross, where Rick Ross plaque is at. The dude sitting where Rick Ross plaque was at came from behind and put his phone up and said he wants to talk to you. I said, what the hell? These motherfuckers got niggas around us? Oh, shit. So now I'm like, oh, shit, these niggas is, like, planted everywhere. So I said, yo, man, you shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear nothing from you no more. So we went upstairs, and I'm shook. Now we eating, you know, because we were out in Africa, and the safest thing to eat was grilled cheese and potato chip sandwiches. So now we on, like, day fucking three. So I meet this white dude, and the white dude's like, what are you here for? And I'm like, yo, man, I'm here with so-and-so promoter. He said, oh, him? He kidnapped motherfuckers all the time. And I was, kidnap? What the fuck are you talking about, kidnap? He said, oh, yeah, he holds you. He holds you for a couple of days and shit, right? But what he did was, here's what he would do. This is the only person that I ever seen other than Floyd Mayweather that had a bag with, like, $1 million, $2 million in it. He had a book, a Gucci book bag. The only person I ever seen do that shit was Floyd Mayweather. And in the bag, it had Kwanzaa, which was the local currency, euros, dollars. He had all different kinds of currencies, right? And I said, yo, man, I don't like this shit. What's going on? He said, oh, no, don't worry about it. He gave me 10,000. You know, he gave me 10 grand in the fucking, you know, the shit with the 10,000 around it?
Yeah.
He just said, oh, yeah, man, don't worry about it. We're going to straighten this out. He gave me 10,000. He said, take this. I said, okay, all right now. All right? Because I already got paid. I got paid, like, stupid money for dumb money.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. I said, all right now. So the next day go, right? So I see the guy, yeah. He said, you still here with him? I said, yeah. He said, listen. I said, he gave me 10,000 last night, but I'm not feeling comfortable. He said, well, listen, if you don't feel comfortable, here's the number to the U.S. Embassy. He said, if you ever feel uncomfortable, call the U.S. Embassy. They'll come get you. The guy called. So the next day, I'm like, yo, man, I want my fucking passport. I don't want to hear nothing now, man. I want my fucking passport. He said, oh, you're working on it? Here's another 10,000. So now I got 20,000, right? Now I'm saying, okay. By the third day, I don't give a fuck how much I got. I want my fucking freedom now. Because I can't, this 20,000 don't mean nothing if I can't fucking spend it.
Yeah.
So I come to the third day, you come back, you're like, yo, man. You're like, yo, man, everything gonna be cool, man. I'm gonna take care of y'all. Here's 20,000. So now I got four things of 10,000, right?
Okay. Yeah.
But now I'm like, yo, I want my fucking freedom. Fuck this money. I want my fucking freedom. So the next day, Akon comes in. Yeah. Oh, no. So then that night, I called the fucking U.S. Embassy. So I'm like, hello, how are you feeling? And I'll be like, U.S. Embassy. I'm like, hey, how are you feeling? My name is Isaac Freeman. I'm so-and-so. So the guy on the other line said, hey, yo, man, you know, this sound like Batman Scoop. I said, you fucking right. Batman Scoop. I'm singing all the fucking songs. So like, whatever I say, I'm singing everything. He like, okay. He said, don't worry about it, bro. I'll come get you if shit get crazy. He said, give it one more day. I said, all right. The next morning, we get up, and Akon comes. So Akon, he don't give a fuck. Like, he's walking around Africa like it ain't shit because that's his home. He's like, I'm like, yo, nigga, we in held out here. So I go to Khan and I'm like, yo, Khan, listen, man. This nigga is holding us here. I said, you know, if I may need a ride out on your jet, my nigga. He said, all right, listen, you can get on the jet. I said, I ain't got no passport. I said, listen, when I get there, I don't give a fuck. They can detain me. They can do whatever the fuck they want. So anyway, that night, the guy says, all right, we're going to have this show. I said, all right, well, you know, I got paid a lot for this show. I said, well, what do you want me to do? He said, we only want you to do Be Faithful. We only want you to do 2 minutes of the shit. I said, yo, y'all paid me all of this for 2 minutes plus this 40 grand? I don't give a fuck. So I do it, and then I do it, and I'm like 30 seconds into fucking Be Faithful. You got a $100 bill? I'm not to, hey, ho, nothing. I feel somebody jump on my fucking back. So like, yo, who fucks on my back? But it's Akon. So now it's Akon jump on my fucking back, and now I'm running around the fucking stadium while he's singing Smack That. I'm like, oh, this shit is crazy. Anyway, we get up. Akon is going to leave in the afternoon, but my flight is at 10 a.m. My flight is at 7 a.m. I get to the airport. They didn't have computers, so they had the fucking shit that you had to write on. So they said, I said, Isaac Freeman, said, yo, your shit ain't here. So I said, what you mean my shit ain't here? I said, what the fuck you mean my ticket ain't here? I'm not staying here, yo. I'm not fucking since when I'm going crazy. So Sia makes the phone calls, they find the tickets, they buy the tickets, whatever. Now I got this $40,000 on me.
Yeah.
So now their whole idea was probably when you go through the customs, they take the $40,000 back. Because remember, they were searching everybody.
Yeah.
They tried to take Fat Joe's chain over there. And he was like, yo, fuck that. Y'all not taking my chain. Get the fuck out of here. Like, serious, like, shit. Like, Joe's like, fuck y'all niggas. They're like, okay, you know, Joe ain't taking that shit. So anyway, at the time, I was like 340 pounds. So I knew that they were going to search me because they told me they're going to try to search you, take the money back so the promoter can have the money back. I said, fuck that. So I went. At the time, my stomach was real, real big, right? So I took the money and I put it under here, under my stomach, right? So I got 40,000 under the fat of my stomach. So now I'm fucking walking through the customs, right? So now they're looking for the money, but they can't find the money now. So you're looking for the money, like, where the fuck is the money? And I can see them saying it, like, yo, this motherfucker's supposed to have the money in his bag, whatever. So, but now I'm so nervous, I'm sweating, the fucking, it's under my fat, it's starting to slip. The money's starting to slip out. So I just get through customs, and the shit starts slipping down my sweatpants into my leg. So somehow I get into the bathroom, I put that shit on my stomach, and then I go on the plane. There's a movie called Argo. There's a movie called Argo.
Yeah.
If you watch the last 5 minutes of Argo, when they were fucking, when the Iranians were chasing the plane, and the plane was, go watch the last 5 minutes of Argo, when the Iranians had realized that those were Americans that got on the plane, and they were trying to chase the plane, and the Swiss plane was taking off, and it took off before they could get there, and they said, you are now, you're no longer in Iranian airspace. And the motherfuckers was like, I slept like a baby on that flight, man. I never slept that hard in my life ever, man. That shit was crazy.
Oh, my God. I love that story, man. And I haven't been to Africa yet, but every time I'm getting ready or getting offered, I think of you, and I get scared.
No. It's all good, man. That shit's all good.
Yo, Scoop, I got to go tear down the club right quick, man. So we're going to have a part two very soon because I got more questions to talk. We got to talk, you know, we got to talk your legacy. We got to talk ABA. We got to talk Hot 97 and so on.
All right. I'll catch you later. Go hit the club, bro. Be safe.
Love you, brother. You know what it is, man, all right?
Peace.
Word up, everybody, man. Fat Man Scoop, we're going to have a part two very soon, man. We apologize for all the, I guess I need a new phone or he needs to update, whatever. But we're going to have it part two to this very soon. And the guy got plenty of those awesome stories. All right, man. Mano, Thursday night, 10 o'clock. I need y'all back over here. Come hang out with me. And don't forget, we're going to Orlando Friday. Yep, Orlando Friday. I'm coming. Yeah, I'm coming with Bobby Boucher. I'm coming with Trap Beckham. I'm going to be there with Rod Wave. Ceddy Hendrix, a little homie gonna be there too, man. So Orlando, get ready to turn up. All right. Shout out to Signature Series. Shout out to Roku TV. Shout out to everybody, man. I'll see y'all later. All right. Holla!